Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
How are we all doing on this fine Friday? Evan and Tiki on the Fan. We're now joined by SNY. So, I like spring training. I have to admit, I'm one of those geeks. I kind of like it. Like, I get into seeing baseball for the first time in months and months and months. So even last night, I was watching SNY's broadcast. It was nice to see.
Great nerd job. Alert!
That's right. Yeah, it's fine. Nerd alert. Call the people that were watching SNY, who now joins us. Anyone who watched your programming after 6 o'clock, according to Tommy Lugauer, he's calling a nerd.
So what? What's wrong with calling him a nerd?
I'm just saying.
Republicans buy shoes. Nerds can watch spring training. That's the market for it.
Seems like you're insulting the SNY
audience. They wanted to watch Francisco, or no, yeah, Alvarez.
Oh, yeah. Last night was the Francisco Alvarez game. He threw a bunch of guys out trying to steal, and he had a bomb of a home run that hasn't landed. But as I was watching the game, and I was very chill and then annoyed because the Nets were losing to the Pistons, so it was a very eventful evening in my household, I was having the conversation in my brain, which is, what should I care about? What's relevant? Because these performances in March, we will probably forget about in April and May.
So, in spring training, absolutely.
Yeah, right. You forget.
Right, unless it's a kid that you didn't expect, and all of a sudden he plays so well that he makes a roster, and he's playing. You're like, oh, I remember back in early March when he did XYZ.
Problem with that is he then has to perform. Because if you have a big March and you make the team, and now you're on the team, and by April 20th we want the guy sent down to AAA,
that's a good point.
Then we're going to remind ourselves, March doesn't matter. Mm. So I'm going to play a game. I got a couple of Mets and a couple of Yankees, some good, some bad. I will tell you their performances so far, and you can tell us and the audience at large, should we give a rat's ass about this or not? Because you'll see some of these results are going to be different. Are you ready?
Yep.
All right. Here we go. Number one, Giancarlo Stanton is 1-for-15 at the plate. Mm. Sean, how's that make you feel?
Like crap. It matters.
It does. I'm worried about it because he looks so physically different, and he's lifting the ball. Like, when he makes contact, it is getting nowhere near going out of the park.
Oh, so you think the muscle is hurting? The lack of muscle is hurting
him. He has to learn how to hit differently.
All right.
And he's not. He's still taking the same swing.
So you're both from 15 at-bats in spring training.
That worries me.
Are worried about Giancarlo Stanton.
And you know how I really am worried?
Yeah, go ahead.
The Yankees keep leaking very positive news about Jason Dominguez's recovery, right. And I think it's directly correlated.
If I see him before in the next 2 weeks just launch a 750-foot home run, I'll stop worrying. I haven't seen it yet.
All right, so 1-for-1 in this matters. You should care. Oh, let me give you my answer.
Yes.
It doesn't mean anything.
Okay.
Like, it really doesn't.
Okay. And just remember you said that.
I'll say it again. Right. It doesn't matter.
He struck out a lot last year.
Okay. Well, okay. In his 15 at-bats where he's 1-for-15, mm-hmm. he's only struck out 3 times. Mm-hmm. Doesn't that make you feel better?
No, they're still outs.
Okay. All right, number two on the opposite side, Anthony Volpe is tearing it up, man. Mm. He's 8-for-20. He's already stolen a bunch of bases. He's got a 1,028 OPS. Are you getting extra giddy over Anthony Volpe based on that start? We'll kick it off with Sean.
I'm phenomenally giddy. He was a player in my mind that could not afford to lack confidence going into opening day. Whether he struggles in April or not, I think it matters specifically for his confidence.
Wow. Didn't he do this last year?
In spring training?
Yeah.
Yeah, he had a good spring training. He won the job.
Means nothing.
It means nothing. I love that at least we're split on that. Because if I'm going to get everything matters, I'm going to start reevaluating. Right. Should we spend 4 hours talking about spring training?
No, not at all. We saw it last year. Volpe's going to be the man.
All right. I got two more on offense for you real quick.
Golden Glove.
I'm not even going to mention Soto because we all know Soto's great. So him tearing it up shouldn't matter.
Matters.
Anthony Rizzo.
The Rizzo.
Is 7-for-15 with 2 home runs and 7 RBIs, destroying Grapefruit League pitching. I'll start it off with Tiki. Anthony had a down year last year. Concussion issues. Doesn't matter.
It matters because it means he's clear of the concussion issues.
It matters. Okay. How about you, Sean?
I'm the same way. He hit before he had that concussion last year. I think getting that just full trust back and a mental headspace, I think it matters big time.
Wow, so everything matters so far for Sean. I'm finding this fascinating. For a guy that doesn't want spring training games, everything matters.
Well, they can both be boring and matter.
All right, last offensive player. DJ LeMahieu, 3-for-14. Not really hitting. Mm. That's a .214 batting average. Mm. That's an OPS under 600. They need that machine. They need him to be a leadoff hitter.
Doesn't matter.
For me, does not matter.
Okay.
Doesn't matter.
All right, so we got universal. Right. It doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter. He's going to be fine. He's veteran enough.
And the biggest concern with him is always going to be, is he healthier?
Right.
All right. Here's the big one. This is the one where I'm sort of confident. I know where this is going to go. Carlos Rodon.
Can we get Nestor Cortez instead of Carlos Rodon?
Oh, I'm doing Carlos Rodon. Wait, why do you want to do Nestor Cortez?
Because Nestor
Cortez.
That's why.
Oh, just to get that? Carlos Rodon. 5 2/3 innings, 3 home runs. He's pitched to a 6.35 ERA. Does it matter that Carlos Rodon continues to suck? Mm. I'll start off with you, Sean.
Yes, it matters because I got sold a bill of goods that he was healthier, skinnier, leaner, and he was going to come tear up the spring. And he seems to be the only guy where it feels like pitching is not ahead of hitting. It matters. Big time matters.
Wow.
Doesn't matter. He's working on stuff.
At least that's what I'm telling myself, so it does matter. Yeah, I will give you this. I will give you this. All right, this is my middle ground, because so far I disagree with all of the it matters, none of it matters. Mm. If Carlos Rodon continues to struggle in spring training, okay, if this continues to be an issue, and he's giving up home runs, and he pitches to an 80 ERA in spring training, I think by the last week of spring, I may look at you guys and say, kind of matters. I would reach a level of concern. I am not there yet.
Now, is that the last one you had?
For the Yankees, yes. Why, is there someone else you wanted to include in this?
Yes, Tommy, hit the music. Hit the music.
Gotta say the name first.
Marcus Stroman today. 4 innings, no hit ball. I'm going to tell you right now. I apologize, Marcus. You deserve to start the home opener. It matters. If I'm going to say Rodon sucking matters, Stroman's pitching well, and I got to give him that. I think it matters, and I am now more confident as a Yankee fan in him, and I want him starting opening day.
Opening day at Yankee Stadium. Okay, I just want to make sure.
Matter or not matter, Tiki?
No, it doesn't matter. He's healthy. That's the only thing that matters.
It doesn't matter, dude. I'm pretty consistent about this. We're going to play this game for the Mets right now, and I want you guys to join in, even though you're Yankee fans, because I want you to give me your IBO, independent baseball observations.
Let's
start it. Brett Beatty is 4-for-21. He's hitting .190 with a .560 OPS.
Sounds familiar.
Does it matter?
Yes.
You want me to start or you guys want to do it?
I'll start it. Yes, it matters.
Of course it matters.
Because it sounds familiar.
Yeah. How about you, Sean?
I think it matters. That's a young guy. It's got to learn how to hit ahead of the regular season. It matters.
Completely agree with you. See, this is a rare it matters. The guy's got to earn the job.
Mm-hmm.
You can't just hand him third base because he's a prospect. That can't happen. He's got to hit a little bit. And here's what's funny. Last year in spring training, Brett Beatty hit the crap out of the ball. Right. Turned out not to matter. He didn't make the team. Then once he was called up, he still didn't hit. So I also am not delusional enough to say if Brett Beatty was hitting 450 that he's Mike Schmidt. I'm not going to tell you that. But he's got to perform to get...
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The job.
Right. He's got to earn it. He's not the penciled in or inked in third baseman right now.
That's right. He's got to take the damn job. Anyone hear another one?
Yeah, let's go. I like this game.
Mark Vientos. He's 3-for-21 with 6 strikeouts. That's a 143 batting average and a 468 OPS.
Samesies.
Same freaking thing.
Samesies.
Of course it matters.
And to me, you're not even listing the most important thing. Has he shown any ability to play any position?
His defense at third base continues to be, you know, eh.
Thank okay.
You.
So it matters.
Okay. Well, I agree with you. But here's the difference between the guys I'm saying it matters on. Not just because they're Mets. It really isn't. It's they got to prove themselves. And you're talking about guys like Anthony Rizzo and guys like Giancarlo Stanton.
They all do have
well,
to prove
Rizzo
themselves.
Mattered because of the health issue.
Exactly.
Right? And I think even Stroman, the add-in that Sean brought, mattered because of a health issue. The ones that matter to me are the health issues. Stanton matters because not a health issue, but it's a physicality issue.
No, I get you. But I think in those cases, they're already major leaguers. They don't have to earn a job in spring training the way Beatty and Vientos do.
True, but they need to prove that they're healthy.
All right.
That's why I wanted Nestor Cortez.
All right. I'll give you another Met. Starling Marte. 2-for-12.
Matters. Health, same thing.
See, no, it does. That does not matter.
Dude, health matters to me, dude.
Because he's 2-for-12, he's right, not healthy?
You were off, what, last Friday?
Yes. Why are you calling out my off
last
days?
Last Friday.
I very rarely take off days.
Last Friday.
Yes.
I'm only calling out the off day because.
What about Sean? He's off every week.
You know what led.
Damn right.
You know what led our show? The fact that every team in this damn city has guys that can't stay healthy.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm tired of it. I get sick of having to say, the reason that the Giants sucked is because they were hurt.
Right.
Oh, the reason that the Jets sucked is because Aaron Rodgers tore his Achilles. Oh, the reason that the Mets were no good was because Verlander and XYZ goes down. Oh, the reason the Yankees stink is because Judge missed this much and Stanton had a calf injury. I get tired of it.
Right.
Like, the only teams that are exempt are the freaking hockey team. Everybody else is hurt all the damn time.
Right.
Oh, look at Julius Randle and Brunson and XYZ and I Hart and blah, 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 blah. It's like, stop with the injuries. And so when you ask this question, I'm triggered because of injuries.
But he's not hurt.
So I know.
So why are you mad at him for being 2-for-12? He's not hurt right now.
Last year he was.
Okay.
And so my point is, prove you're healthy, and then I'll say your 2-for-12 doesn't matter.
Yeah, but you're not being fair to him. You know why?
Why?
Because you're assuming that because he's 2-for-12, he's not healthy.
No.
That doesn't mean he's not healthy. He's looking good in the outfield.
That's not what I'm saying.
Okay,
that's not what I'm saying.
What are you saying?
What I'm saying is that when you're healthy, like Anthony Rizzo, and he's raking it, I'm good. You proved it. You're healthy.
Mm-hmm.
And you got it back. In this case, you haven't proven it yet.
All right. I respectfully disagree with him.
All right.
Here's my last one.
From the guy who never played an athletic sport. Much less on a professional level.
Wow! You waited all this time and you unloaded it for this?
You bitch.
Good job.
Thank you, Bad Tiki.
Finish that for me.
That was not Bad Tiki, by the way. Do you want me to tell you who that was?
No.
Okay, good. You could have used that line so many different times.
Of course.
You waited for a discussion on March 8th about Starling Marte in spring training?
Yes, because Starling Marte looks like a football player, and I want him to be the man.
I got an interesting one then.
But he hasn't been healthy.
No, you're right. Look, I agree. He's got to stay healthy. I'm just giving him the benefit of the doubt that he is right now.
Because he was great in the summer league?
No. Summer? You mean the winter ball.
Winter ball.
No. I'm giving the benefit of the doubt that he's healthy right now, and I'm not going nuts about performance. Yeah. That's all I'm saying.
I'm telling you, his at-bats yesterday?
Were you really analyzing his at-bats?
Yeah, because he was swinging and the ball's in the dirt.
Look at that.
Like he couldn't even bend his back over.
Wow.
Okay. You playing golf?
Now you get me worried.
You Jeff McNealing it over here? Jeez. What the hell's wrong with you?
You know what? You've convinced me. I'm worried now. Now we're screwed.
Tiki, the better question is, were you scoring the game?
No, it happened to be on while we were in the state. Like it started while we were sitting here.
I was watching the Met game, but I was more pissed off at the Nets for the Piston game. Yes. And something else that happened in the game that we'll get to later that has nothing to do with basketball. My last one, and I'm really intrigued what you're going to say about this, Sean, about a guy on my team. Are you worried / excited about Luis Severino? He made his first spring training start. He's making his second one tonight. For some reason, that's not televised. Get on that, SNY. I don't care that it's a road game. You got geeks like me that need to watch Mets baseball on a Friday night.
Put it on the app. SNY, the app.
Put it on the app.
I see it in the top right corner, so I know you have it.
And you don't even need broadcasters. Like, you can go, if Gelbs is asking for too much money, that's fine. Just give us the broadcast and I'd be good.
Or allow Evan to do it from his cell phone.
I would do that, by the way. No charge. I just give you a play-by. Anyhow, Luis Severino in his first spring training start, dominant. Two perfect innings. Perfect innings. He's about to make his second start tonight. You excited about Luis Severino?
Well, first of all, the answer is, does it matter? It does matter.
Oh, yeah, I screwed up the question. Right. Does it matter?
It does matter because we've talked about health and all these other things. Luis Severino is in a situation where confidence matters. It felt like he lost what he did. It was like Space Jam. They took his powers. I think it does matter.
Appreciate
I think the more
by the
confidence
way, you're right.
Day.
You're right. And it wasn't about the health for that one, even though it was about the health.
You know what's so funny
I think
to
he
me?
Needed a mental health break last year, right. And he didn't. He never got one.
I can't get over that this exercise proves something that makes no sense to me. It proves that the guy who loves spring training, me, the guy who watches and cares and does Rico Bronias about it, you can download the podcast wherever you download podcasts, that me, I'm the guy who minimizes everything that happens in the games I care about. And these guys, Tiki and Sean, that will only watch spring training if it's by accident, seems to think everything that happens matters in it.
Well, you know what it
is. So why am I watching and you're not?
No, we're watching. We're saying it matters. You're watching the Nets and worried about them making the play-in tournament. And so that's why the Mets don't matter to you as much as the Mets.
The Nets still in the league.
No, that is not.
We're doing our jobs. Good job, Sean.
That's it, Teak. Hey, by the way, you think we're not watching? We're watching Saturday. I'm scanning around.
Are you really?
Yes. The difference
I'm scoring spring training
Evan,
games. And I got Tiki saying, you're not even watching.
Evan, here's to me the big difference. I personally, we go through 162 games of watching the Yankees and watching the Mets. This whole month, guys coming out, I personally find the act of watching spring training baseball boring. But you could think something's actually boring, but still understand that it matters.
Interesting.
That's all.
Interesting. All right, well thank you, fellas. I appreciate it.
You don't have to watch, but you can monitor. Tiki and Sean are monitoring
the
stats.
I got you. All right. Appreciate the exercise. So what we've learned is everything that's happening down there in the Grapefruit League, it matters big time.
Yes.
So start caring.
Especially for two teams that sucked last year.
Yes. You heard that, Yankees? We'll come down there for a week next year.
Yeah, we may have to. Now, let's get back to your calls. 877-337-6666. Greg is calling from Brookfield. Good afternoon, Greg.
What's up, Greg?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. My son James has been waiting in my driveway trying to hear me on the actual radio. I'm sitting tanning in the back.
That's awesome.
So I appreciate it. Total science nerd thing I'm about to hit you with.
Oh, Tiki loves this, man.
Let me hear it.
Yeah. So are you guys aware that on April 8th of this in 2024, there's going to be a solar eclipse happening for New York State?
Really?
Oh, I was not aware of that, but now I am.
Interesting.
I'll be 49 and a day that on April 8th.
There you go.
Happy birthday.
It's the actual total solar eclipse is up in Buffalo. It starts around 2:15 that day.
Okay.
And then for New York City, it's about 3:15 where we get about 90% of the sun coverage.
Wow.
Where it gets interesting, first pitch for the Yankees that day, 2 p.m.
Yeah, it's a Monday afternoon game. Is that Passover? Is that the reason why it's an afternoon game?
Okay. Yes.
All right.
So they moved the game up to be played during a solar eclipse. That's not total. but I found it interesting. So I think you guys should develop a shirt, and the shirt could be pretty cool. You could have like Aaron Judge smashing the moon, and then the moon go off in front of the sun. And I think you could, you get Soto, you get whoever you want. But it was like my son and I were just talking, and
that's an interesting idea.
Boy, that is a factoid that is so up Tiki Barber's alley.
Yes.
Not only is there a solar eclipse,
in a rabbit hole on that one.
On a Monday afternoon, there's a Yankee day game going on at the exact same time. And because there's a Yankee day game, we're not on the air. So you've got time to analyze this solar eclipse.
And by the way, that the only problem with that T-shirt, coming off three straight home games, an afternoon game on Monday, that screams Trent Grisham in the lineup. We'll sit down for Judge that.
That's a good point. Early in the season, he's not even playing. Has there ever been a Yankee game in the midst of a solar eclipse?
I don't know.
Can you find out that's...
I will.
You act like...
I thought you knew this. I mean, why else would you ask it unless you knew it?
Well, because when he brings that up, I wonder to myself, is that like a first? Is that like going to be something really unique when the Yankees are playing the Marlins on a Monday afternoon in April? Did you Google it right now?
I just did.
What did you Google? Baseball games during solar eclipses?
Solar eclipse Yankees game history.
And what came
up? Oh, it's another Tiki Barber rabbit hole.
I actually like this rabbit hole, I got to admit.
All right. It's going to take me a minute.
Did it take you to porn or something?
It's just telling me what Greg just told us.
Oh, that it's happening on Monday.
It's going to happen, but I don't see the history.
Is there some kind of danger on fly balls? Because I don't know if you were watching today's Yankee game, or maybe it was last night's Yankee game. I apologize. Or maybe it was today's. I forget. There was a fly ball to right field, and Juan Soto was playing right field, and he completely lost it. And he put his hands up like, I got no idea where it is. And you're waiting for it to drop, and it dropped in like the stands 10 rows deep. So he clearly had no idea where the ball was because it wasn't even close to being playable. So if you hit a fly ball during this solar eclipse, is that going to cause like major issues, or maybe the risk of going blind? Isn't there like a risk of staring at it?
That's
when
what they say, because the rim of the eclipse is supposed to be brighter than it, or more, the intensity is brighter than it normally is, and so if you stare at it, you can potentially sear your corneas and go blind-ish.
Interesting,
but not really blind.
I kind of have an urge to go to this game now. Be a part of the Yankee eclipse history.
I'm going down a rabbit hole myself.
Yeah.
And I think we have this wrong.
Have what wrong?
It appears as if the Yankees made this game 210 because of the eclipse and not because of any holiday.
Are you serious?
Passover this year is April 22nd. It starts.
Oh, it's not even close.
So it has nothing to do with Passover. Passover starts April 22nd.
No, you're right.
Sean's probably right.
Yeah, by the way, thanks Paul Rosenberg out in Newsroom who told us it was because of Passover. It's not. It appears the Yankees, this would be a good way to, you know, sell tickets, have people come watch the eclipse while a baseball game is going on.
That is a horse of a different color now, because when the Yankee schedule came out and you glance it over.
Oh, so to make it more interesting to go to the ballpark. So you're watching a baseball game. Hey, so the seventh inning stretch, there's a solar eclipse. Take a look.
The event is supposed to start in New York City around, according to astrological time, 2:10 Eastern.
And the game's at 2.
That's why the game's not even at 1. It's at 2. The whole thing is centered around sitting outside during this eclipse.
Dude, when the Yankee schedule came out, and I look at it as a baseball fan, but then I also look at it as, because it affects our show. We have the Yankees here on WFAN. So weekday afternoon games are pretty impactful. I remember Sean and I, because we left Tiki and Loogie out of this conversation because we felt like you wouldn't care. We did have a conversation about, why is there a Monday 2:00 game?
Yes.
And I think we both assumed it's a holiday. Is it Easter Monday? Is it Passover? I'm not sure.
Meanwhile, Monday, that's not even a thing.
That is a thing.
Easter Monday's
my kids have off on Easter Monday, yeah.
What?
Yeah, they're not going to school on April 1st.
It's because Sunday is an off day, so to honor the holiday, it's like a day of observance.
Yeah.
It's not necessarily an Easter Monday.
Well, it is Easter Monday because that's what it's called for this sake because of what you said. You're right about what you said. I'm just saying that they're not going to school that day because of Easter.
Mm-hmm.
So we could call it whatever the hell you want, but they're not going to school on Monday, April 1st. I don't think anyone is, to celebrate and observe Easter. This game we're talking about is on April 8th. Passover is 2 weeks later.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So it's not related to Passover. It's not related to Easter. You're right.
We have lost Tiki for a month.
Well, first of all,
till the draft. We'll
I find this whole thing crazy to me. So the Yankees are making a Monday day game because of an eclipse?
Yeah. And even if the sun is invisible that day, the sky will get dark starting around 2:09 p.m., reaching maximum dimness around 3:25 p.m., the Yankees were aware of this.
And so they did it clearly on purpose because the Marlins don't want to play a Monday day game after traveling. They don't want to do that.
Are they going to give out eclipse glasses?
They have to. That was my next thing, Teak. The Yankees now have to give something out here. If they're going to take this as a day game for the solar eclipse, whether it's our last caller's idea about a T-shirt with Aaron Judge or maybe it's glasses, the Yankees got to lean this thing in completely, don't they?
Wow. Also, rabbits, raccoons, and other confused dark feeders will pop out of their holes.
Okay.
Cicadas could start up.
Really? So it's going to confuse everything? The whole ecosystem's going to go to hell?
It's going
to
be anarchy that day.
That's crazy. That's kind of cool. Well, thanks to the caller for giving us the information of, hey, what a coincidence. Meanwhile, we learn it's not a coincidence.
No.
By the way, to Evan, to further your point, you guys have been discussing this for weeks about why they're playing that game, and we just couldn't figure it out. It's just funny that that is because of the solar eclipse. We didn't even know it was happening.
No.
Had we known that, it would have been obvious because it is a super cool thing, especially they do a giveaway with the glasses.
I think Sean is even the one who said they probably screwed up, and the Wednesday game is probably the day game because that's the travel day.
Well, it's a four-game series, I think. I think we thought the Thursday, and it's a night game on Thursday.
No, no, it's a three-game series, and Wednesday's the night game. So we thought that maybe they made a mistake, and the Wednesday game was a day game, and it's not. It's all for the solar
eclipse. What Sean is referencing is they're playing the A's on a Monday at 1 o'clock, too, and we still can't figure that one out, and they're playing them at night on the getaway day, a four-game series.
Oh, is that for Passover?
I don't know.
Bottom line, idea.
I know nobody cares about him, but that dope Paul Rosenberg in the newsroom is supposed to be Mr. Weather, and he didn't know this was because of an eclipse, and he's the one who told us Passover.
Forget that. He's Jewish, and he didn't know when Passover was.
By the way, let me just say this. We have confirmed the Yankees-A's Monday day game is on Passover April 27th.
There you go.
So the Yankees are having a day game in observance of Passover, but they also have a Monday day game in observance for the eclipse.
Right.
Are you still down the rabbit hole?
Yeah, it's a little bit.
Okay.
All right. See you Monday, too.
Michael is calling from Staten Island. What's up, Michael?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
We're good, man.
I have the formula to fix the Giants.
Hear me out,
Sean. You're not going to like what you hear.
Oh, Sean's not going to like it. Interesting. All right.
So the first thing that you do is you sign Russell Wilson because it's going to be cheap. The Broncos are going to pay off his contract. You don't have to give him a lot of money. You got your quarterback. You don't have to draft J.J. McCarthy at 6. Please, the media needs to stop hyping up J.J. McCarthy at 6. He's going to be Daniel Jones again. It's not going to be pretty. What you do at 6 is you draft an offensive lineman. You draft a kid out of Notre Dame. You draft Joe Holt. You fix that problem right there.
Mm-hmm.
All right, now I need a receiver. I need somebody big. I need somebody who can go down the field and catch the ball. You draft the kid, Johnny Wilson, out of Florida State. He's 6'7", 230, and he runs quick. Tiki, you could go down that rabbit hole and check his film.
He's about to, by the way.
Right.
He's moved on from solar eclipses to Johnny Wilson.
He's an ACC guy.
Let me address, or I want you to address the J.J. McCarthy thing, because it has built up over the last few days this idea that the Giants are in love with him. Are you in love with J.J. McCarthy?
No.
Are you not in love with J.J. McCarthy?
I mean, I'm not in love with any of these quarterbacks
because
the game is so different what they're going to do in the NFL than what they did in college. Now, with Dabes, can he make it translate? Yes. You know why I know that? Because he did it with Josh Allen. What Josh Allen did at Wyoming was nothing like what he did at Buffalo. And he was able to bridge it with, all right, be an athlete, quick passes, get the ball out of your hands. If everything breaks down, get through one, maybe two reads, take off. Right, and it allowed him to have confidence and find success. So when he started to figure out what to do with the ball down the field, learn how to layer those throws and be accurate, he became an MVP candidate because of the process. I don't know if the Giants are, well, I guess they are, especially if they're lobbying for more years by taking a young quarterback. They could allow that process to play out.
Is he a project, though? Is he someone that you'd want to sit for a year or to potentially two, which is rare?
No, because he played big-time football.
Right.
Like, he played at Michigan. He had stakes on the line all the time, and he succeeded. I mean, he wasn't great. It wasn't like he was the best passer in the NFL. It's not like his statistics are going to tell you, well, this guy throws 50% accuracy on balls over 20 yards downfield into tight window type things, all these advanced analytics that they use. But he's a winner. And so you kind of... You love that, but you don't love his skill set. That's the difference.
Earlier in the show, you may have missed it. You could always rewind on the Odyssey app. Sean Morash, diehard Giant fan, said he'd rather eat kitty litter than the Giants draft Bo Nix. Now, in J.J. McCarthy's case, I do recall not that long ago, Sean also kind of crapping on J.J. McCarthy. Do you stand by that?
Yeah.
Or is there something else you'd rather eat than the Giants draft J.J. at six? Out of curiosity.
So if you're giving me J.J. McCarthy or Bo Nix, I'll choose J.J. McCarthy. But J.J. McCarthy, look, not that I'm some kind of quarterback evaluator, certainly the quarterback I've watched the most of.
Me too, by the way. Right. I was never...
he was always on.
Always
on. Every time I turn on a game on Saturday, they were on.
Dude, I feel the same way. Like, I feel like I've watched more J.J. McCarthy than any other of these quarterbacks, and I've never walked away impressed thinking he's a franchise guy.
And before I ever thought or anybody talked about him as a first-rounder, every time I watched a Michigan game this year, I always walked away laughing going, man, this dude just feels like Daniel Jones 2.0. So because of that, I'm going to stick to my gut and stick to my notion and say, if I want to improve on Daniel Jones, I'm not going to watch the guy that basically reminded me exactly of him.
What would you eat then if they draft him?
Nothing.
Nothing?
He'll starve himself.
Unmilked cereal?
By the way, speaking of which, thank you for reminding me, I brought in cereal today. I'm a man of my word.
I saw that.
I brought in Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
I did forget as well.
You forgot to bring in cereal?
And Lugie told me to yesterday.
Yesterday was National Cereal Day, and because Sean wasn't here, in observance of him not being here, we pushed it back a day. Kind of like how Easter is being celebrated on a Monday. Yeah. All right? Not that that's the same. I apologize. I should not compare that.
All those egg hunts on a Monday.
My apologies. So I brought in my two favorite cereals of all time and a bonus cereal. Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Yes.
Sean, you want to run to my office and get it?
Sure, Ev.
Please.
I will go get it.
I said please. Trust me, you're going to shove your face with cereal. You should be, like, running out there to get it. But there's a third box. It's Cinnamon Toast Crunch. It's Peanut Butter Crunch, which I told you guys about.
Right.
And then, and this always happens, I'm in the store. I'm getting the cereal.
And
something caught my eye. And I looked at it and said, oh, this can't be real. This can't really be a cereal.
Is it new or is it old?
I can't tell you if it's old because maybe I'm oblivious.
I have to
be open to the possibility that I'm not cutting edge when it comes to cereal. But I saw this box and I said, I got to get it. I got to get it not only for my guys, for Tiki, for Sean, for Lugie. I got to get it for myself. I've never had anything like this.
So did you try it?
I have not tried it. I was going to wait for you guys. And what I find really interesting about it is as Sean gets this box, Sean really shouldn't like it. Because months ago, I won't forget, Sean mocked a certain candy.
Right.
He said, that's only for children. And I said, what are you talking about? This is one of the great all-time candies of all time. Well, that candy he insulted is a cereal. So ladies and gentlemen, today, we're going to have Kit Kat the cereal. Who knew? Did you know, Teak?
I did not, but I do remember that conversation about the Kit Kat.
So it was two reasons. It was, did you get the Kit Kat? Yeah. Yeah. What are you going to say, big man? What are you going to say, tugboat? Sit on down. We got to have a conversation.
So the Kit Kat cereal is new.
It's
I believe it came
new.
Out last year because I'm reading reviews about it being new in May of 2020.
And being what?
No. Don't say if it's good or bad. That's not.
Well, beauty is in the eye of the beholder.
Now, time out. Sean Morash.
Yes.
Did you destroy Kit Kats on a Halloween episode of Evan and Tiki earlier this year?
Yes, I don't like Kit Kats.
What did you say about Kit Kats?
They're the most overrated popular candy.
Wow.
Yeah, and they're only for like children, I think you said.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean I wouldn't be open to a flavored cereal. I don't like the texture of a Kit Kat. That doesn't mean I wouldn't like the flavor in something else.
What a hypocrite.
All right, so let's open the box.
Open that damn box up. It's Kit Kat cereal. And by the way, they're not a sponsor. So I don't want anyone to think this is some kind of careful,
carefully crafted advertisement of...
I paid $6 for that box, okay?
$6 for cereal?
Dude, those three boxes of cereals I got came out to $17. So I guess it was a little...
Just the boxes of cereal?
That's all I bought. I bought three boxes of cereal. The Kit Kat, the Cinnamon Toast Crunch, the Peanut Butter Crunch. My bill came out to $17. So it was a little bit less than $6 a pop. All right. We got a little bowl of Kit Kat. I can't wait to check this out.
Like Kit Kat. Oh, I gave it to him.
It looks like I'm holding it up on TV. It's like a little square. Mm-hmm. Oh, you know what? The smell does not excite me.
Why?
The smell smells
like a Kit Kat.
No, it does not. It smells very cereally.
Mm. Right. I mean, it is cereal.
All right. I mean,
It tastes too oaty.
Yeah.
It doesn't taste Kit Kat-y.
There's nothing about it that's like Kit Kats.
Yeah.
That's my problem. Nothing.
Now, here's
not bad. It just doesn't taste like Kit Kat.
If this had milk in it, it might unlock the flavor of Kit Kats, and it would taste like Kit Kat.
Well, I got great news. Since I brought in the cereal, I know that you guys said you would bring in milk, since you're big milk guys. So I assume we already have the milk.
Who brought in milk?
Well, Loogie said he was bringing in milk. So, Loogie, you got the milk?
Hold on. TV was talking to me. What did I bring in the milk? No.
You promised you were bringing in milk?
Oh, my God. No, I didn't make a promise. I actually specifically said I'm not bringing in milk.
You're right. You said that. Sean, did you bring in any milk?
No, but I'm going to go home and have it with milk.
Are you having some fun over there?
Yes, he's having an experience.
Dude,
right,
these
now
are better than actual Kit Kats.
I bet with milk these are amazing.
Oh, my God. These are cheek slappers.
I admit it's good. It just doesn't taste like Kit Kats at all.
Right, because it doesn't have the milk.
Oh,
this is the kind of cereal that needs the milk.
This is a better, because of the size, they're like cubular, this is a better version of Cocoa Pebbles.
Yes. Oh. Yes, I agree with that.
If you don't think of them as Kit Kat, and you think of Cocoa Pebble, but like not getting soggy,
right,
this is a good Cocoa Pebble.
I completely agree with you, but I think the problem I'm having is there's a Kit Kat logo on that cereal box. Like, I am staring at a Kit Kat logo, and so my brain is telling me we're going to have a Kit Kat,
it tastes not even close.
Dude, it doesn't resemble it at all.
It's chocolate.
Yeah, right. It's good, by the way. Mm-hmm. I'm not telling you it's not good. I agree with you. I think your assessment was good. But there's nothing that resembles a Kit Kat, so it sort of feels like false advertising.
Take that home and have it with milk.
I'm going to do that, definitely.
What the hell did you just say?
I'm going to do that, definitely.
Well, first of all, you are not taking it home. I bought the box. It's my box. Why are you taking it home?
I can't take home the box?
What makes you... Let me ask you a question. I'm just curious. I exist. Tiki exists. Loogie exists. You brought a guy you work with that exists.
Reg.
I forget his name. I apologize.
Not Reg. It's Ray.
Ray. My apologies, Ray. Ray is a human being who deserves some Kit Kat. Why do you think you get the box? Like, why? Well, why you?
Well,
you crapped on Kit Kat when we talked about it months ago. Why? Because you're the largest? I mean, is that really what you're claiming here?
Mm-hmm.
Biggest belly gets the box? Is that the contest you want to have?
Well, I'm just going to say this. Since you want to take shots, first of all, I was...
Fat.
I was asked yesterday by the Red Bulls to get shirt sizes. Me and Evan gave the same size. That's number one.
Well, I like to swim in my clothes.
Number two.
Yeah.
Wow.
When you just started eating the Kit Kat cereal, what did I hear out of Evan and Tiki's mouth? I heard negative reviews.
Mm. No. I heard
me on the verge of, pleasure when I ate this. You also know where to get this for $6. What if I gave you $6, you picked up another box, and I brought this one home?
What?
Fact.
Just sell them the box of Kit Kat.
You know what? I'll sell you the box for $4. Something tells me this is illegal, so I'm not going to do that.
What? It's illegal to buy Kit Kat from you?
No, I think...
Like, Tax purposes?
Resale of the box or something. There's got to be like some kind of small thing that says you can't resell this.
I don't want your pity box. Bring this home for your kids. Let them enjoy the Kit Kat cereal.
No, I changed my mind.
No, because I don't want the pity cereal.
Biggest belly gets the box. You got the box. So you enjoyed it the most.
Nah, here you go.
Nah, you can have it.
Nah, here you go. No, it's your rules. Biggest belly gets the box.
Honestly, I don't want it because I brought in Peanut Butter Crunch and I brought in Cinnamon Toast Crunch, and that I'm definitely bringing home. Now, hand the Peanut Butter Crunch to Tiki because he's never tried it. He's a big Captain Berries guy, whatever it's called.
Berries.
Captain Crunch Berries.
I think Peanut Butter Crunch is pound for pound the greatest cereal ever created, in my humble opinion. Cinnamon Toast Crunch is right there. It's very, very close. Did you shove it in your mouth?
Not yet.
All right. I want you to take this peanut butter little balls that they have. I want you to taste them. I'm telling you, this is the best cereal of all time.
Peanut butter bowl.
Mm. You shoved it deep down our throats. What do you think?
No, they taste like...
Excuse me?
Like nothing.
It tastes like peanut butter, dude. It's not really. I mean, not really.
No.
Give me that box.
I feel like a tinge of peanut butter, but I don't taste peanut butter.
Oh my God.
I've only ever had them with milk, though.
I know.
So maybe that's the problem.
I think I'm a milk cereal guy. So if you give me cereal without milk, I'm not going to like it.
Dude.
It's like I'm having a snack instead of cereal.
Well, it is a snack, but it's a snack of cereal.
Hmm.
Dude, Peanut Butter Crunch is amazing.
You actually start to look like Captain Crunch right now. The blue beard, blue shirt.
All right, last one. Give me the cinnamon toast crunch.
Cinnamon toast crunch.
And you've had Cinnamon Toast Crunch or not really?
I have, but it's been a long time.
It's been a while. This was all inspired by Sauce Gardner of the New York Jets, who was talking about Cinnamon Toast Crunch as the greatest cereal of all time. And I sort of agree, because it's up there.
Right,
but Peanut Butter Crunch is slightly better.
When we go to Jets camp next year, we got to ask him if he does it with milk or without.
Yeah. I think we're going to bring Cinnamon Toast Crunch to him. That's a good kiss-ass move. I like
it. It is.
Smart, right? Make him happy.
Mm.
All right? That's very messy with your hands, though, I admit.
Stick it down your throat.
Mm. Yeah, Cinnamon Toast Crunch is pretty solid.
Very good.
You've never had Cinnamon Toast Crunch even with milk?
I have, but not without milk.
Mm.
But it's solid without milk.
Now, but the question is, do you really still consider it cereal?
I don't.
Well, you guys are crazy with this. They're all cereal. If they come in a box like this, it's cereal. That's the way I look at it. It's very simple. By the way, don't look at the calories. Let me just give you some advice.
Oh, no.
Nah, it's a problem. Anyhow, thank you to myself for bringing in cereal, and I want to thank everyone else who contributed to this by bringing in cereal as well. Tiki, who brought nothing in. Shona brought nothing in. Lugie, who brought nothing in. I appreciate it, even though we said this 2 days ago and then repeated it yesterday.
You're right, Evan. We're sorry. Thanks for the Twix.
You're right.
Kit Kat.
The Kit Kat. We'll come back, get back to your calls. Will Russell Wilson actually be a New York Giant? Did the meetings between the Giants and Russell Wilson lead to a marriage? And ladies and gentlemen, I want you to brace yourself. As soon as we come back, I promise right away, before we get back to your calls, you're going to hear about the worst giveaway in the history of sports. You've been to Citi Field, Shea Stadium, Yankee Stadium, MetLife Stadium. You've been to arenas. You've been to events. And you've gotten things at the game, like giveaways as you walk in. And sometimes you're like, boy, this stinks. Who needs a Tamagotchi? There have been bad ones. I promise you. I guarantee you. You're going to hear about the worst giveaway in the history of sports, and I am pissed about it. I'm going to play something for you that is disgusting and shocking all at the same time. Last night, I was lucky enough to be one of the 56 people that were watching the YES Network as the Brooklyn Nets took on the Detroit Pistons, an abomination of an NBA game.
The Nets still in the league.
And my guys, all three of you, could have saved me. Because I texted you when the Nets were down 24-8 and I was on DVR because Lugie once said to me, you know what, sometimes you need to be put out of your misery. So I texted you guys saying, hey, we're down 24-8. Should I be put out of my misery?
I kind of forgot that you were on delay.
I was on delay.
I know. I forgot, though.
Nobody responded. And then finally, the Nets went on a run. They were within two. And I wrote, all right, we're back. Forget it. I'm still into this game. So no one responded. Thank you guys for that.
You bit my head off the last time I spoiled a net game for right. you.
But here I was asking to be spoiled. I was like begging to be spoiled.
Oh, I'm never doing that again.
Anyhow, I'm glad you didn't, because sometimes when you watch a full NBA game, you see something that you never thought you'd see. You see something that is an abomination, more so than even the abomination of a game I was watching. You hear something and have to rewind it to make sure it's real. Last night, with about 6 minutes to go in the game, Ian Eagle, and Ian, I love you. You've done nothing wrong. Ian Eagle was basically a hostage.
What?
Because Ian Eagle was given, I'm sure, a piece of paper to read. And he had to read a piece of paper with a graphic that was on the screen. Ladies and gentlemen, take a listen to Ian Eagle promoting an upcoming home Nets game and what would be given away if you're lucky enough to go.
Turn up with your Brooklyn Nets on Friday night. The Nets and the Bulls. You versus the Weeknd. Join Brooklyn's team at Barclays Center March 29th for the game. Special live halftime performance. Limited edition t-shirt giveaway. Ben Simmons. First 10,000 fans at the door. Get tickets at BrooklynNets.com or Ticketmaster today.
Ben Simmons t-shirt. Ben Simmons t-shirt.
Wow.
Ben Simmons, who has committed fraud against the people of New York City. Ben Simmons, who literally won't go to prison for stealing millions and millions and millions of dollars from this organization. Ben Simmons, who shows up at games wearing God knows what. Ben Simmons, who has interest in everything but playing basketball. Ben Simmons has a t-shirt. And if you go to that net bowl game, which I am protesting, I will not go in that building. I won't go anywhere near that building. I won't go to the borough of Brooklyn that night. They're going to give you a t-shirt of him? Let me make this very clear.
What's going to happen to those t-shirts? Are they going to get thrown back onto the court?
Not enough people care, unfortunately, Teague.
They'll just say, oh, free t-shirt.
Yes! To Sean Marks and Joe Tsai, I know we've had these conversations before, how clueless you guys are. How, Joe, you're the worst owner in sports. How, Sean, you're a bumbling mess of a general manager, team president, after getting off to a nice, hopeful start. The best thing about Sean Marks, and the only reason it's okay that he's still around, is because Giannotti has a funny imitation of you. That's it. Other than that, you guys are worthless. I want you to do yourselves a favor. You've got 3 weeks to fix this. You have 3 weeks to not commit the ultimate sports crime. Of giving away a t-shirt of Ben Simmons.
But what are they going to do with the t-shirts?
Send it to another country.
They already
I don't care what they do with the t-shirt.
They already have them. They might as well give them away.
No, you cannot. And you can't make Iron Eagle, who's a good human being. He's a good man. He's a professional. You can't make Iron Eagle go on television and not make a smart-ass comment. You know what probably killed Iron?
What's that?
I won't even text him about this because I don't want to put him in a tough spot. He's a friend of mine. So I'm just going to say this like I'm just picturing it. Iron Eagle so wanted to make a comment. You can hear it.
Yeah.
He so wanted to be hilarious and take a shot, but he didn't do it because he's a good human being. And the Yes Network and the Brooklyn Nets and Sean Marks and Joe Tsai, you need to fix this and not give away a Ben Simmons t-shirt. Don't do it. You're already bad enough. You're already pathetic enough. Don't hide this because guys like me are going to show it to the world. They're going to let everyone realize you're a franchise of ineptitude on so many levels. I cannot for the life of me, Tiki, think of a giveaway more pathetic than this. And I try. I try.
I'm just surprised this made it before 6 o'clock.
Oh, that I didn't bust this out at 2:10?
Right. Because here's the thing. Nobody cares about Ben Simmons.
Well, no, no.
You care about Ben Simmons.
You care
about the Ben Simmons t-shirt. Nobody cares. It's like, all right, whatever. I'll give this to my neighbor.
Okay.
You know what Ben Simmons is? Nah, good. Okay, take this t-shirt.
Let me ask you a question.
What's that?
Imagine if the Yankees gave away a Carl Pavano jersey. Imagine if they did that. Imagine if they're like, all right, Yankee fans, here's what we're
going to do. I don't think it's the same vitriol.
I mean, yeah, Yankee fans were disgusted by Carl Pavano. Like, could you imagine that? Could you imagine a franchise actually giving away a shirt of a guy that doesn't want to go to work and play for their team?
Right.
Screw him.
Well, here's the difference.
And screw all of them, by the way, as a franchise.
Is it?
Don't worry. I already sent you my bill for next year. You got my money, so don't worry.
I don't think people care about Ben Simmons.
Well, I don't. Yes, 97% of the population doesn't care about Ben Simmons.
So why are you getting? I don't think 90% of Net fans care about Ben Simmons.
No, I think we're disgusted that they're doing a giveaway and giving away his jersey or his T-shirt. Yes,
don't accept it.
Throw it back. I'm protesting the game.
Roll it up and throw it on the court.
Have you ever heard of a giveaway more pathetic than this? Because the Yankees and Mets have had a lot of giveaways over the years. I was racking my brain last night.
Did they do something for Max Scherzer last year, the Mets, or something? I remember something with him that pissed me off.
Was he still on the team?
Yeah, was he? I mean, really. Like, they did something with him last year that I was like, seriously, we have to do a giveaway.
Not even
with this
on the
clown.
Same planet, though, because as much as I didn't like Max Scherzer,
at least he contributed something.
Yeah.
No, this is totally tone deaf by the Nets.
Because it should have never been a line to begin with.
Right.
Say it one more time.
It should have never been in play to begin with, whether he was not going to be in the lineup or not. Ben Simmons should not have any singular giveaway, period, from the Nets.
And now that he's decided he doesn't want to play basketball, they should have changed it to anything.
Right, it's already on the schedule. That's
I know. My point is it should have never appeared.
Looking at the schedule.
Right, it should have never appeared to begin with. You got to give away something else.
But he's your most famous player.
Or don't give away anything.
I'd rather you give away nothing.
Do you need to have a giveaway day?
Well,
yes, you got to get people into the stands.
Yeah, sort of.
Okay, but is a t-shirt, is that going to get people? I mean, be honest.
Yes.
Like, if there's a t-shirt day for, I don't know, pick a Spencer Dinwiddie. No, he's not even there anymore. I'm trying to,
like, you picked the guy that's not even here. Mikal Bridges?
Mikal Bridges. There's a Mikal Bridges t-shirt day. Is that going to incentivize you to go?
I do think giveaways work. I do. I think there's a reason why they exist. The Yankees have a lot of giveaways this year. Uh-huh. The Mets have a lot of giveaways this year. And truthfully, a lot of the giveaways you look at and say, hey, I'm not interested. Like, whenever the Yankees or the Mets get in bed with Star Wars, it doesn't do it for me. But there's no vitriol towards it. It's just, all right, I don't really want that. I don't remember in my lifetime the Yankees or the Mets, specifically the Mets, because they're more of a pathetic franchise, the Mets ever giving anything away that was as pathetic as what the Nets are giving away. So if anyone has a worse giveaway in the history of sports, let me know. You can DM me or tweet me or I don't even know. But, yes, I am here to tell you at 4:53, this is the most pathetic giveaway in the history of sports.
Lovely.
Thank you. Let's go to Ozzie and Woodridge. What do you want, Ozzie?
What's up, guys? How you doing?
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. Beautiful day outside. Evan, I got a way to fix that giveaway, bro.
Yeah, what can you do?
Cut out the heart section of the shirt because he's heartless.
Well, you're not wrong.
If they were giving out basketball shorts, you cut out the sack section. Because he's sackless.
You're right. And I stand by something I said about 48 hours ago. He will never play another game for the Brooklyn Nets. And that's clearly going to happen.
The question is he going to play another game for any team?
No. In China, if he wants to. But he doesn't want to because he's already got his money.
China,
yes.
Evan, the other day when you were complaining about gas, you looked like Oscar Grouch and sounded like him. Today, shoving cereal in your face, you look and sound like the Cookie Monster.
That's a good point, because I did pour myself some more peanut butter crunch, and I've been shoving my face with it because it is so good. Like, I can't get it. It's so addicting, man.
I got a compliment for Sean, but first I need you guys, based on the State of the Union, can you count how many, like, little items are in each box about Biden's shrinkflation to see if that's true?
For those who don't know what he's talking about, Joe Biden was talking about how potato chip bags have less potato chips in them.
Snicker bars are smaller.
Right.
By the way, that resonated with me.
I know. When he said it, I was like, you know what? He's right. Yeah. You open up a bag of potato chips and it's like a quarter empty.
Yeah.
What the hell's going on?
That's some BS, man.
It was always like that. A lot of air. Meanwhile, Tiki, Evan, you saw the cost of the three boxes of cereal. That's Bidenomics. That's what everybody cares about.
$17.
They don't care about this fugazi shrinkflation that he made up. But
yes.
That's besides.
Peanut butter crunch cannot be $6. Right. In fact, I may run for office on that campaign.
I think he was trying to be humorous.
Yes, I think so.
And the cost of milk, you guys are trying to figure out yesterday. You don't even want to know what that is.
Right.
Well, that's why I assume it's a lot because no one brought
4:30.
Yeah.
No one brought in milk today.
Everything.
I brought in all this cereal. Nobody brought in milk. Now I'm curious. What's your compliment for Sean? Like, I can't imagine what it is.
No, in all seriousness, Sean, are you there, buddy?
I'm always here, Oz.
Always.
All right, buddy. And you're always in my heart, my friend. Always in my heart. I noticed that I want to compliment you. I noticed the weight loss now, and now you're not the show's sloppy body anymore. It's actually Evan. Evan's the show's sloppy body.
How could you say that? I weigh 180.
You shrink into yourself when you're sitting there, and you got that, you know, man boobs when you were getting your beard colored, that picture you put on IG.
Facts!
So you got a little, you're the new fat.
I got to tell you, Ozzy, I didn't like that Sean compliment because it really felt like it was just making fun of me.
He was setting you up the whole time.
That's all it was. Listen, I need to lose a couple of LBs. And
I was
well on my way to doing that. And then I brought in Peanut Butter Crunch. Mm. And it's caused everything to go completely backwards. Andrew's in Dick Sales. Good afternoon, Andrew.
Andrew.
Hey, guys. So, Tiki, I was listening to the Karen Carson show, the morning radio show yesterday morning.
Right.
And they had a competition where the loser had to get a tattoo of the other person's face in their body.
Yeah, intern
Anthony.
And
the final round, you threw a football and had to judge how they caught it.
Yes.
And I was wondering, did you do that?
Yes, that was me. That was not bad, Tiki.
Wait, what happened?
That was me.
What was going on?
That's awesome.
Yeah, WNEW. Yeah. They have they had a contest between Karen Carson and intern Anthony.
Right.
And one was like an egg walk, like it carried a spoon, whatever, an egg spoon thing. I forget what the second one was, but the last one, which was, arm wrestling was the second one. And the last one was a football catch. And I was the judge.
And you were judging how they caught it or how they threw it?
I had to throw it.
Oh, you threw it.
And they had to catch it.
Wow.
And intern Anthony barely touched it. You should go watch it.
Wait, so because you threw the ball so hard?
I just threw it. I threw it to him.
Intern Anthony is just that bad at it?
Just like I threw it at Karen.
Gotcha.
And she caught it.
Oh, okay.
So he got a negative 0.5. She got a 4.3.
Do you think we would catch it?
Depends. Depends on if you caught Karen's or Anthony's.
Well, here's the thing. I know one guy played the position, and the other guy was a running back. And one guy's a lot older. I mean, like really old. And the other guy's like still in the prime of his life. But Boomer Esiason throws a football, and it hurts.
Of course it does.
Like, to his credit. Like,
he's a big man.
He's a big man, and he still has it.
Of course.
Like, if he wanted to.
They didn't throw the ball 700 times a year when he was playing.
That's right. But when he throws a football, like if someone said, can you catch a pass from Boomer? My answer would be only if he allows me.
Yes.
Because if he throws it hard, I'm probably ducking or I'm getting out of the way. Now, you're a world-class athlete.
Yes.
But you're a running back.
Of course. I still know how to throw a football, though.
Yeah, but can you throw it to the point where Evan, that's me.
Can I throw it so it hurts you?
Yes.
Yes.
Could you throw it to where I'm ducking?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
This is exactly what Anthony did.
He ducked.
He ducked.
Wait, did you throw really hard?
Therefore, he has to get a tattoo of of Johnny and Karen on
Wait
his thigh.
Wait a second. Why wouldn't he at least try then? Like, if you told me, Evan, I'm going to throw
scared.
If you told me you were throwing a football at me, And if I couldn't catch it, I was going to have to get it, some type of tattoo. And I don't want a tattoo at all. Like, as scared as I'd be, I'm going to try to catch it. I got to at least try. Because I don't want to get
to... Honestly, it was very close.
Close to what? His head?
It was like from me to the wall. It was in their studio.
Oh, wow. That's like 7 feet away.
So it was close.
Oh, that's scary.
He kind of ducked it.
And so did you kind of lob it for Karen?
No, I threw it. She caught it.
Yeah, but did you throw it a little bit?
You have to watch and find out.
I'm going
to
watch and find out now. I'm more curious like how we would do if you're throwing the balls at us.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.